Amos chapter 9. Things are going to get much worse before they get better. So goes the well-known adage. No doubt the whole world is experiencing difficult times, a pandemic that does not cease to claim its victims, violence in the streets of the big cities, a rise in prices of food and shelter as we have not seen in years, hurricane threats, children drifting away not only from the Lord and disowning their families. Tens of thousands of people leaving their countries of origin and trying to enter more developed countries. Human trafficking, hunger, and shortage of basic services in several countries of the Americas. Although difficult to imagine, things can get even worse. The end of this book offers a vivid contrast. The omnipresent God enters the scene. No one can escape his judgments. Immutable and therefore trustworthy, and at the same time, merciful, he will protect the faithful remnant, and omnipotent, able to restore from the ashes of dispersion the millennial kingdom of his beloved Son. This is how the chapter ends. That's how the book ends. And so how his story ends. The days are coming, declares the Lord. I will bring my people of Israel back, says the Lord your God. The best is yet to come. There is hope. Look up and lift your countenances. Our redemption is near. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn gray. I don't worry about the future, or I know what Jesus said. And today, I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead.